This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Every year, Phil Still joins us as his publication is released. He's back with us for about 5 or 10 more minutes here as we talk college football with Phil. At PhilStill042 on Twitter, PhilStill.com for all the information. Go get the book at your local bookstore. Order it there. Phil, the Big Ten East, the two-part question. Number one, do you view that as the best division in football?
Yes. You've got four legitimate top 10 national title contenders in the East, so it's loaded this year.
It is. But what that means is somebody's got to be the loser, somebody's got to be the winner. Who do you like, and who do you think doesn't end up contending out of that division?
Well, you know, I went with Ohio State winning the Big Ten East, and when you look at the Buckeyes, loaded once again offensively, defensively, they do have to play Michigan State on the road. They do have to play Penn State on the road. But remember, they beat Michigan State 48-3 last year, and they had a 529-283 yard against Penn State. But won't be easy with those two road games. Michigan's a team that only had one returning starter on defense last year. This year they have 10. They also get in Shafe Patterson at the quarterback spot. But they have to play Northwestern, Notre Dame, Ohio State, Michigan State all on the road this year. Penn State, love Trace McSorley at QB. They probably have one of the best schedules. Their toughest road game is at Michigan. And Michigan State's got 19 returning starters and only has one game on the road against a team that had a winning record last year. That's Penn State. So all four legitimate contenders, but I went with Ohio State number one.
Okay, I always look forward to your biggest surprise team. So give us the biggest surprise team and then your number one surprise national contender.
My most improved team this year, I'm going with the University of Florida. I think if it could go wrong, it went wrong last year for Florida. The suspended players, the injuries, losing the coach. And now they get a head coach in Dan Mullen stepping in there who has always overachieved my expectations. To be honest with you, I've always picked Mississippi State 6th or 7th in the West. They always finish higher than a lot. So I think Mullen, when he inherits 19 returning starters, will have Florida playing much better ball this year. Now, the national title contender, surprise team, a non-top 10 team, I think can contend for it all. I'm going to go with Notre Dame, number one. The Irish impressed me last year. It was a year where not much was expected. They were my number one most improved team last year, and then they lived up to it at 10-3. This year, when you look at the talent and the schedule, their toughest road games, Virginia Tech, Northwestern, USC, all in the winnable category. I like Brandon Winbush at the quarterback spot, and I think Notre Dame's got a chance to run the table this year if everything goes well.
Always love Notre Dame's schedule, and that gets me to one of my favorite parts. You always tell us who has the toughest schedule. Who's of the contenders? Who is the toughest road to get to the college football playoff schedule-wise in your eyes?
I think when you're of the main contenders, I would have to say Oklahoma probably has the toughest one if you're looking at, and that's one of the reasons I did not pick them to get to the title game this year. When you look at Oklahoma, they have to play Texas and Dallas. They have to play TCU on the road, West Virginia on a Friday night. They really don't have a break in the schedule. I think all their opponents are good. They, of course, play 9 games. But I think when you look at most of the top teams, like in Alabama, a Georgia, a Washington and Clemson, they'll probably be favored in all 12 games this year. So really, they've got the schedules that really make them contenders.
Phil Still is with us, PhilStill042 on Twitter, also PhilStill.com. Let's bring it home to the SEC now, Phil. And a lot of people want us to ask you about the Alabama quarterback situation. There are a lot of ways you could go with that. I'll ask you this question. They could not have won the national championship last year with Jalen Hurts at quarterback. Do you think this year they have to go to Tua Tagovailoa to win the national championship?
Yeah, and I think Tua will be the starting quarterback this year. I mean, you know, Saban's playing it correctly. You want to make sure that Hurts doesn't transfer, and you want to keep him around, so you want to say it's a competition. But really, I think they go with Tua. Now, the question mark I do have is if you watch that national championship game, I think he had 2 really bad plays and 2 really good plays. So the turnovers, remember last year, Jalen Hurts, 17 touchdowns, 1 interception. I don't think the interception total will be the same. And then that would be the chance for Jalen Hurts to step in if they have some more interceptions. But I think Tua wins the job and is the guy that lead the team this year.
Not a lot of expectation for Ed Orgeron and LSU, but do you think Joe Burrow, the Ohio State transfer, will be the guy?
I do, and I like Joe Burrow. And, you know, I've watched him at Ohio State, did well. talked to his dad, and he feels that he's going to be able to go in there and get the job. His dad is the defense coordinator at Ohio U. And Burrow's a guy that throws the football extremely well, and I think he's going to give LSU a solid play at the quarterback position. The reason you're not hearing a lot about LSU this year is that schedule. I mean, they play Miami of Florida in Arlington. They have to go at Auburn, at Florida, Alabama at home, at Texas A&M, and, oh, Mississippi State off a bye, Georgia at home. It's a brutal schedule for LSU this year.
Auburn gets Jarrett Stidham back. Last year, they beat number one Alabama and number one Georgia before losing to Georgia in the rematch. What do you think of Stidham and the return at Auburn? How good is Auburn?
I like Stidham. He's thrown to my number nine receiving core in the country. I like the running backs. The defensive line is one of the best in the country as well. It's a very good Auburn team, and one that ranks up there at number 13 on my power poll. Now, the two question marks I have with Auburn, first of all, the experience level. Last year, they were number 7 on my experience chart. This year, they're number 70. They did lose some key players, but I think that their talent-wise, they're there. And remember, their biggest wins last year were at home. They beat Alabama at home. They beat Georgia at home. This year, they have to play Washington in Atlanta. They have to play Mississippi State on the road. Mississippi State is loaded this year. They've got practically the entire team back. They have to play Georgia on the road in a revenge game. They have to play Alabama on the road in a revenge game. So I think schedule-wise, those four games make it extremely difficult. But if they were to somehow get through that schedule, it'd be really interesting.
Back to the Pac-12 real quick. Final question for me. Expectation for Oregon in year one under Cristobal, and where do you have Justin Herbert as far as future pros?
Herbert's probably my number one quarterback for the draft right now. I was talking to Gil Brandt, and he's Gil Brandt's number one guy coming in. And if Gil says so, then I'm good with it. Football. But, you know, when you look at the Ducks this year, Cristobal's got a chance to surprise. Now, I love what Cristobal did at Florida International. And I got on the phone with him this year, and I told him he disappointed me because I picked him in the bowl to beat Boise State. They looked horrible against Boise State. He gave me the reasoning why, and then you look at the situation this year. Remember, with Herbert, they averaged 52 points a game last year. Without him, they only averaged 15. And the Ducks get both Washington and Stanford at home. So don't sleep on the Ducks this year. They could be a surprise team.
Phil, one of the most remarkable accomplishments of the football season last year was Bill Clark taking UAB from not even having a program to a bowl game. They just barely missed in the Conference USA West race. What can he do to take another step forward there?
I think they do take that next step forward and win the CUSA West this year. And, you know, it was great. I was at the Maxwell Awards, and Bill Clark was there, and I got to talk to Coach in depth for a long period of time. But I like the talent they have back. They've got 16 returning starters this year. You look at A.J. Eardley at the quarterback spot. Spencer Brown is one of the more underrated running backs in the country. That offensive line is loaded with talent. The defensive front looks solid. And then the schedule plays out pretty well this year. You look at some of the road games. They're playing Rice on the road, UTEP on the road. So I think most of the games you want to have at home are at home this year. And it's going to be a tight battle in the CUSA West, but I did call for UAB to win it and get to that CUSA title game.
Can Florida Atlantic replicate what they did last year under Lane Kiffin?
You know, I like the talent that they have, I'll tell you that. And going through the defense, they just brought in Tony Pecoraro at the defensive coordinator position at Florida Atlantic, spoke to him in depth, and he basically inherited the perfect defense for him. He's got exactly what he wants inside, not great size, but they're mobile. He's got the guys that pass rush on the outside. He's got what he wants at linebacker, what he wants at cornerback. So they're going to have a pretty good defense. I guess the biggest question is who's going to be the quarterback. But let's face it, Jason Driscoll wasn't like a superhuman quarterback last year, so Robeson or DeAndre Johnson should be able to do well. And I love Devin Singletary. I think FAU is going to have a big year this year. They're going to have to get off to a better start than they did last season. Remember, they lost to Navy and Buffalo early. But I think they do, and they're my pick to win the CUSA East.
All right, more than 350 full-color pages this year in Phil Still's college football preview. The best thing to do is just go to philstill.com. He makes it so easy. You can pre-order there. You can get a digital magazine there. If you happen to miss it there, you can get it at bookstores everywhere. It's all over the place. And follow Phil on Twitter at philstill042. Phil, it's always wonderful. We appreciate the time.
Hey, thanks for having me on the roundtable this morning, guys. Always enjoy the conversation.
All right, Phil, take care. Have a great summer.
Where college football never ends. Titans.
Here's Coker with protection. Loads up, looks long, has O.J. Howard behind the defense. He'll make the grab. He's going in. Touchdown, Alabama!
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.